for the last, many months now, have been closely aligned with our next guests. And Steve Seeger is here. You know him as the filmmaker behind Urban Inferno, The Night Santa Rosa Burned. And Steve is here on the phone with us. Good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Pat.
And we'll be joined by Michael O'Shea in just a moment. In fact, here he is. We were asked by Stephen to become producers of Urban Inferno. And thank you for that. I didn't know how difficult and how challenging and how on some level satisfying it would be to be a part of this film, Stephen. So thank you for that.
Well, you're very welcome. You, of course, were a huge part of the story and of the film.
And
we're grateful you agreed to participate.
Thank you. It's really been a unique experience for me in my life. And, of course, the thing about Urban Inferno, when we debuted it at the Roxy, and then we moved it to the Third Street Cinemas theaters, and we expected to run it for a week. And then the folks...
We'd be lucky for a week.
Yeah, we thought maybe. We didn't even know if people would be ready to come and see it. And clearly they were, because it has been running for all these many weeks.
It's been over a month now.
Has it been?
The 19th...
That's Michael O'Shea.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, Michael.
The 19th is what was our premiere at the Roxy, and the next day, the 20th. And so it's been running now for 5 weeks, or 6 weeks, actually, at the Third Street. It's had two extensions.
Yeah, at the request of the theater folks there at Santa Rosa Entertainment. So we appreciate that. And we've had the opportunity, the three of us, and along with Mette Seeger, the other producer, to speak to a lot of the audiences after they've seen Urban Inferno. And that experience, I don't know how it's been for you two, but for me, it's been really, really moving.
Yeah, it was always moving. Making the film was moving. I still tear up when I watch it because, you know, the fire went through my backyard. And just to share that feeling in the movie with people who went through it, it's really a special experience. I've seen it with crowds who are not from Santa Rosa, but it's something when you see that movie with people who were there, that when we had Q&As, entire families were holding hands during the movie.
Yeah, and people who weren't family
experience.
Were holding hands, too.
Yeah, you and I were holding hands.
Yes, indeed, yeah. Yeah,
it's that
kind of experience for sure. And tonight will be the final night, the final showing at Third Street Cinemas of Urban Inferno. And want to let people know that at 3, 5, and 7 tonight, that will be it. And maybe you can educate me, Michael, about, I know Steven's made available Blu-ray DVDs of Urban Inferno here at KSRO. And I'm not sure what the current status of that is.
I checked last night. We still have a handful, maybe 15 to 20 here at the radio station. Stephen has provided for us at this point well over 200, and we've been selling them at actually below his cost. He pays $11 per unit. We've been selling them for $10 per unit. We've actually had some people come in and make donations on top of that, and we do have some left, and they are Blu-ray.
I can get you more.
And if they sell out, we can get more. I would want to also point out, even though we've been extended several sessions now at the Third Street, the folks from Santa Rosa Entertainment over there, Neil, Catherine, and Dan, the entire operations over there, they have they have literally turned over the theater to us.
Yeah, during the summer.
The busiest time, and both at the Roxy for the premiere, two showings, and now at the Third Street for probably, 30 or 40 show, maybe, no, probably 60 or 70 showings, with $5, the admission, and $5 of that $5 goes right to the Resilience Fund.
Yeah,
they take absolutely nothing out of that.
Yeah, so congratulations and a deep gratitude to the folks at Santa Rosa Entertainment for doing that. And to us, what that means is that we can hand over a bigger and fatter check to the Community Foundation and the Resilience Fund. And Stephen, can you tell us what's happened outside of Santa Rosa to the film since then?
We are showing tonight at the Ream Theater in Moraga at 7:30 as part of the California Independent Film Festival. So that'll be interesting to see people in the Bay Area. And then we'll be showing in Laughlin, Nevada the first weekend in October. We're in many film festivals, and we're showing around California and around the country. We want our story to be told. We want to keep the story fresh because, as we learned, and what reminded me is that this is still fresh in everybody's mind, and this will be with the people of Santa Rosa for years, and people were traumatized, and we want to just make sure people know, they see the story, and just to remind them what we went through and what it was like, because I thought that Santa Rosa just performed heroically, miraculously, and people I think need to know that. But we'll be showing around the country, but tonight we'll be in Moraga, and then in Laughlin, and then I'll post it on Facebook, actually. And then the Heroes of October, of course, is you guys' big event, and I think we're going to be showing on September 30th in 3rd Street as well.
We're hoping to. We'll be talking to those folks about that. That was the plan. But Steve, also, Urban Inferno not only is exposing and informing and educating people around the United States and around the globe, actually.
Yeah, around the world.
With the various film festivals, but we have been received exceptionally warmly at those. I know that the film has received some awards. Why don't you specify?
Oh, yeah. We've won the Best Documentary Award. I just heard last night that we were at a huge multiple event in Las Vegas, multiple festival event. We won Best Documentary out of over 500 films.
Well, congratulations.
So it's a serious film. We've won Best Documentary in Peru. We've won Best Documentary in Europe. And so it's a serious film. It's a well-made film, and I hope people have enjoyed it. We were so thankful to be able to do it, to help in the healing process and to inform people outside. But it's apparently a good film, even though, you know, I say that, but it is good.
Well, let me ask each of you before we have to get out of here and about your experience with Urban Inferno, and because I know what mine is, and I know what the people who have seen it, what their experience has been like. What has surprised you? And what has touched you the most about being the creator and producer of this film?
Well, I lived with this, you know, for a year. I edited it. I lived with it every moment for almost a year. And what I was surprised is when I got the first DVD back from the DVD company, the Blu-ray company, I watched it with my cat in my lap, and I actually just tears were running down my face. I was back to that day, and I needed reminding of that. And I think that's the thing, is that you suddenly are back in October at 2 a.m., and everybody says, oh, yeah, you know, I smelled smoke, I saw this, I saw that, and boy, it takes you, we do the first 10 hours of the fire, and for me, that was it, really, really moving, and just people's reaction to it. I was so pleased and relieved that people liked it and they connected with it, and it was done with love and with respect for the community, and I hope that came across.
And Michael?
Well, for me, because most of it was filmed in my living room.
Yeah, all the interviews were.
And all of the little knickknacks that you see in the background, those are all very precious items of mine that I've collected over. And so it was very cathartic for me to see parts of me on that film, with you talking and with Rob Giordano being interviewed, and Tony Gosner and Tony Cohen and the other people. So I had a very personal connection to that from the standpoint of the fire itself. While my neighborhood was threatened but not burned, I spent most of my period of that during that time down here at the radio station working with Pat and working with our entire crew here to make sure. So my memories of the fire are mostly that of being radio's first responder. But seeing this film and knowing that it was mostly performed in my living room brought a very personal touch to me. I will reflect also on what the Press Democrat's Chris Smith, who saw it at premiere night, said in the PD in his article. He said, "This is a film that is hard to watch, but it's necessary to watch." And Chris actually used the term that it is healing. And that's what we had hoped for all along, is that when folks who were going to have difficulty watching this because of the way they were so personally touched, at the same time, it's important to see the scope, and it's an important part of the healing process. And I think that the tone that that Dr. Seeger and Mehta and Farron Chancy, the editor, and all the other people that worked on this, the cinematographer James Fortier, all the other people that worked on this put their care, their love, their sensitivity into this film, and I think it is a healing process.
Well, if you want to see it on the big screen, today is your day to do it at Third Street Cinemas, 3, 5, and 7 o'clock tonight. And if you have seen it and want to own the DVD or haven't seen it and want to do the same, call us here at KSRO and we'll see if we can take care of that for you. And
or just come by.
Or you can come
by
the radio station.
I'll drop more CDs off Friday.
Yeah, okay, just
very
we're
good.
Over on 1410 Neotomas upstairs. And if you would just, please bring exact change, which is a $10 bill, although we can make change for 20s. We did have somebody bring us $100 the other day and we had to dig around into
nobody has that kind of cash
into
anymore.
Our couch cushions. But it is for sale at $10, which is actually a little bit below what Steve pays for them.
Well,
but
it's going to continue to be an experience for all of us because of those DVDs and because of the film festivals that are yet to come for Urban Inferno. We want to say thank you for being willing and interested in seeing it. And as we approach the 1 year anniversary of the fires, of course, you know, we switch modes. You're going to hear a lot about where we've come since then. You're going to hear a lot about the amazing, brave, courageous, heroic efforts that were made over the course of those days and nights. And that's why we are putting together two separate events that we call the Heroes of October. One, September 30th in the square in Santa Rosa. There'll be a lot of music, a lot of entertainment, some amazing displays that I think will really move you in terms of being a visual reminder of how many people it took to get us from that terrible night to this particular day. So we encourage you to be with us on September 30th. Also, we will be honoring the heroes that nobody's heard about yet, except the people closest to them. We want to make sure we honor the unsung heroes that day. And then the following day will be the Heroes of October golf tournament at Oakmont Golf Club.
Called the Pat Kerrigan Scramble.
Yeah, I'm kind of still getting over that part. But there will be a hero that you have known that has taken part in some part of our lives over the course of the last year. There will be one of those on every hole to talk to, take pictures with, whatever you'd like. And that will be Monday the 1st. You can find out more about both by going to KSRO.com and just click on the Heroes of October. Gentlemen, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for the time, Pat.
That's Steven Seeger, filmmaker of Urban Inferno, and Michael O'Shea, president of KSRO and producer of the film, too. I've been saying it since the night of October 8th. We live in a community of heroes.